98.1 KZE. It's time for Friends Day, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Today's guests have a new album coming out on the 26th this month called Laugh Lines from Kingston, New York. Please welcome Grampfather.
You can never let it go. It's in your bones, it's all you truly know. Feel it like most every night. Sometimes randomly and sometimes when you need. Suddenly underlying everything that you desire. Like the sun is the only one that remains constantly center of your gravity. Fading youth, facing truth. However bright or dimly, your light shines on enduringly. Of time. When you're lost in the weeds and lost track of the seeds, it will find you and remind you that it's time to go. It's the roots underground, the channels unseen. It's the marrow of the matter. It's your reason to breathe. It's the withering hum. Cicadas in the sun, the crying of new life that's just begun. You can never let it go. It's in your bones, it's all you truly know. Feel it like most every night. Sometimes when you need, and sometimes when you need. Subtly underlying everything that you desire. Bright or dimly, your light shines on enduringly. That voice you know that calls you home, you can feel it in your bones, beckoning you.
KZE. Grampfather are my guests on Friends Day today. Let me turn down the reverb here before I start talking to you. I think you have requested maybe the most reverb of any guest I've ever had.
reverb is always forgiving.
You know? I like it, though. I think it suits your songs very well. It makes it kind of sound like we're listening to a Grampfather record in the studio today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like it blends well with the kind of reverb pedal that I use on my guitar. So
yeah, definitely. New album on the 26th, Laugh Lines.
Yeah, very psyched for it.
You are one of the more prolific bands in the area. I feel like you have new releases sometimes more than once a year.
Yeah, 2022 we put out two albums and kind of learned our lesson. You know, we're not King Gizzard, so. Maybe better to space them out.
Okay. What was the problem with having them so close together?
I think people just take it for granted. Mm. And they're just like, oh, well, they're prolific and they just put out music. So I kind of wanted to take a step back and kind of marinate on the songs a little bit more before putting them out. And I feel like this album is the most concise and succinct genre-wise. Like indie rock kind of rock record, whereas the other ones kind of take detours and get thrashy or
punky and proggy a little bit of everything. I've always loved your songwriting. I've always found it very, very complicated. I'm like torn between the words complex and complicated. It is both, and but in a very like nuanced and intelligent way. And I think just hearing you guys soundcheck today, I'm kind of blown away by these songs already.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's always like, I always think of like that quote. That's like, you got to know the rules to break them.
Yeah.
So you just take like a simple like pop song structure, and then just kind of like be like, oh, what if we added another bar here or something like that, and just kind of feel it out, so yeah. It's not so formulaic.
Dumb jobs or something. Yeah. Until we break it, make it cool.
Yep.
So the new album is called Laugh Lines. That's dropping on April 26th. What can you tell me about the name Laugh Lines?
So we put out a single last year called Rotten Bliss, which we actually played last time we were on. And that's kind of like the extended metaphor, I guess, of the album is like kind of accepting your rotting, mm-hmm. but doing so blissfully. And I don't know, like Laugh Lines, I just think is such like a good image for that and symbol, just kind of like showing a life well lived, I guess. And you know, you laughed, you cried, and it shows on your face, you know.
Not yours, you still have great skin.
Yeah, thank you. Just moisturized.
Grandfather are my guest, 98.1 KZE. It's Friends Day. Got another one for us?
Yep. So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Even though you know that's not where your heart should go, you superimpose it like a clip of rose. There's that glint in your eyes, so fixated on that prize that'll never materialize like how you had in mind. Like a square peg in a round hole, sometimes it just doesn't mesh into the fold. So you pull it back, but like a finger trap, if you just let it loose, set it free like you're supposed to. Cause when it's contrived, it just doesn't feel right. So just sit tight, let it ride, let it be what it needs to be. Cause when it feels forced, it comes of course, though the words don't come so easily. But it's taking shape to make it okay soon. Even though you know that's not where your heart should go, you superimpose it like a clip on a rose.
Grandfather are my guests on Friends Day. I think that's the danciest grandfather song I've ever heard.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's that one called?
That one's called Clip Art Rose.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Thank you. The first one was called In Your Bones. That one's out already. That was like the second single that we put out. And then we got another one coming out on Friday.
Nice.
Called Dredging, yeah. Which we're not playing today. But
why not?
I don't know. I don't know. I just figured we'd do like ones that we haven't really played live before and give everyone a little exclusive sneak peek.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's an honor when folks come in and premiere songs on the station. Yeah. Also, you know, I mentioned a little bit, you guys have been around for a decent amount of time now in the Hudson Valley music scene, and I feel like you've always been super supportive of other bands in the scene. I want to give a shout out to the DIY Kingston Instagram, which is a really great promoter of other folks' shows. Yeah, what's kind of motivated you in the local music scene?
I mean, yeah, I guess I was kind of inspired by DIY New Paltz and just kind of saw like a absence in Kingston. Mm-hmm. And after COVID and shows started coming back, I was like, all right, we need some organization. And, you know, I just started compiling resources like, you know, venue emails and stuff like that, just for like my own booking purposes. And I was like, all right, why not like just share this publicly so that other bands can use it? And then I've made one that for like bands per city around the Northeast area, mostly Hudson Valley. That way, if people are booking or touring, they could hit up like bands that are from those cities to kind of have that local draw.
Super helpful. Yeah. Because, I mean, the scene obviously changed a lot between pre-COVID and post-COVID. You know, we lost a lot of venues, and now we're kind of... R.I.P. BSP. I know. Yeah. I will never stop saying it. Mm-hmm. But we've got some new ones popping up, including Terrapin Kitchen, which is like your spot.
Yeah, Jake's literal house that he's turned into a studio, which is, you know, kind of in the similar vein of DIY Kingston, where it's like, you know, he started it for our purposes of practicing and recording, which is where we recorded our album, actually. And then now it's kind of like open to the public, and he's doing a great job with it.
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
And his address is, just kidding.
He's under the mat.
It's a DM for address kind of situation. Yeah. But
fairly public for that, you know,
yeah.
I mean.
Once you've been, you know, and yeah. I was very much inspired by plugging into Grandfather and seeing what James was doing with DIY Kingston. And yeah, once you have a rehearsal recording space, you just get a little bit of PA and it's a show space. So
yeah. Beautiful space.
Yeah, the turnout's been better and better each show.
So. Yeah, and I just really want to give
lean
back.
Down toward that guy.
I just really want to give back to the community, so it's all volunteer. I do all the photography, video, mixing, recording, give all the recordings to everybody who plays, all the donations.
Yeah.
A lot of cool people doing cool stuff. So.
And speaking of which, our album release show will be the 27th. So that's the day following the album release. So just message us or Jake at Terrapin Kitchen on Instagram. And
that's, I think, your grandfather with two R's on Instagram, right?
Or no? Three R's.
Three R's, yeah.
somebody stole grandfather. And then I messaged them, and it's like an inactive account. I don't know. Yeah. What a shame.
It's the worst. It's such a good band name. You got one more for us?
Yep, sure. So this one's called It's Inspired by Sugar Ray. It's called Someday When It's Over, You'll Fly Every Morning.
Someday, when it's over, you'll fly every morning, oh, float away. And one day, when that balloon deflates, you know we'll find a way, something to piece back to, some things to start anew. With you, if you want me to, though I know sometimes you gotta go alone to make it right, and despite the hurdles inside, the sun will shine on the other side someday when. takes over your flight. Every morning, oh, float away. And one day, when that balloon deflates, you know we'll find a way. Every morning, oh, we'll soar away. And if that haze should dissipate, then we'll embrace the shocking clarity. And adjust to the intensity.
KZE Grampfather have been my guest today. The new album Laugh Lines drops April 26th with the album release show at their own personal private venue, Terrapin Kitchen, which you can find out more about and get the address to RSVP at Terrapin Kitchen on Instagram or Grampfather with three R's on Instagram. Anything else? Where can folks go to buy your music?
Grampfather.bandcamp.com. If you look at our link tree, like it in the link in our bio and Instagram, then we have like pre-save links if you want to pre-save it on Spotify. But yeah, Bandcamp is always best to actually make money from it.
Yeah, I try to push the
Bandcamp.
That's
the main goal,
but it helps.
It helps.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
Right, awesome. Thanks for having us.
We got your community bulletin board and Paul Weller up next on KZE.